A cholesterol-lowering drug that was first approved by the FDA in 2020 is now being considered as an alternative to statins. The medicine is called bempedoic acid, and a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine is the first to show how effective it is at reducing heart attacks and strokes. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us. Hi, Allison.
Good morning, Sasha.
Good to have you. Allison, lots of people take statins to lower cholesterol. In fact, my husband is one of them. Why is an alternative needed?
Well, statins are considered by many cardiologists to be the most effective heart attack and stroke prevention medicines, and millions of people take statins, such as Lipitor, Crestor, generic versions, with no problem. But somewhere between 10 to about 30% of patients report muscle pain, and some people stop taking statins because of this. So bempedoic acid, which is marketed under the brand name Nexletol, was developed as an alternative. When the FDA approved it, there was evidence it lowered LDL, that's the bad cholesterol. But what has been missing until now is evidence that it can also help reduce heart attacks, strokes, the need for stents. I spoke to Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic. He led a study that included thousands of statin-intolerant people aged 18 to 85 who took bempedoic acid for several years.
The big effect was on heart attack, a 23% reduction in the risk of heart attack, and a 19% reduction in the risk of either bypass operation or stenting in the coronaries. So these benefits far outweigh the small risks that we observed in the trial.
And this was just after about 3.5 years of follow-up. So over a lifetime, the benefits in terms of prevention may increase. Now, this study has gotten the attention of a lot of cardiologists and probably people who are intolerant to statins.
Allison, you mentioned that statins can cause muscle pain in some people. What are you hearing about that from people who are taking this newer drug?
Well, I spoke to Jennifer Kluzinski. She's 55. She lives in Lambertville, Michigan. She's at higher risk of heart disease, but she cannot tolerate statins. She tried multiple statins. She told me she had terrible muscle pain that left her lying on the sofa. So her doctor put her on Nexletol about 2 years ago, and she says she's done very well on the drug.
So far, this is working for me wonderfully, and I'm not having any side effects. It'll give you lower cholesterol levels without being in pain. I mean, that's the whole thing about it.
Now, unlike statins, bempedoic acid is activated and metabolized mostly in the liver, so doctors say there are few, if any, muscle-related side effects linked to this drug.
And for that reason, it sounds as though a lot of people would potentially want to explore this drug. Who's considered a good candidate for it?
Statins are typically still recommended first. They've been around for decades. They're inexpensive with generic versions. And most importantly, they've been shown to reduce heart attacks, strokes, and the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. They lower LDL cholesterol more than bempedoic acid does. And I spoke to Dr. John Alexander. He's a cardiologist and professor of medicine at Duke University.
I think there's a lot of room to work with patients to get them on statins, and then really reserve bempedoic acid for those patients who really can't tolerate either any statin or a high enough dose of a statin.
So he says this new study really does show that bempedoic acid is a good alternative for people who are intolerant to statins.
That's NPR health correspondent Allison Aubrey. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.